There was a prophetic word on New Year's Eve, and we just want to mention this here, because the Lord, what the Lord said on New Year's Eve, he said, I go before you into this year, and I prepare a whole way for you into this year. And he said that I have got lots of people that you're going to meet in this coming year that I want to minister to through you. Amen. And so it's with that in mind here that we have a look at the word here today. He said there'll be those you'll meet who are going to need my love, my kindness, my gentleness, my goodness, and I'll be bringing you in contact with them in the coming year. Is that good? Amen. And confidence as well that the Lord has gone ahead. There's grace already established for every situation and challenge you and I will meet in this coming year. The grace is all there ahead because Christ has gone ahead to prepare the whole way for us. Is it wonderful? Amen. Well, the title this morning is Learn Christ. Learn Christ. You see, it's not about me learning about him. It's me learning him. It's me learning him, the person that I'm with, the person that I'm in, the person who's in me. I want to learn him. And if you're you're married or you've got a good friend, you don't know just about them. You know them. Is that right? I don't just know about Shirley. I know her. I know how to live in harmony with her. I know what will bring for peace. You see, I've learned it's learning Christ and not about him, because you see the important thing is not how much head knowledge I have about Christ, but how much of him can actually be seen through my life on a day-to-day basis. Is that the challenge for us? Praise God. He wants to work all his beauty through us, you see. So wonderful. So we're beginning at Ephesians 4, verse 10, and into the verse a little bit. Second part of the verse. He who ascended far above all the heavens. Who's that? Jesus. Has he ascended? Far above all the heavens. And where is he seated? Right hand side of the Father in glory. So he who ascended far above all the heavens. Here's the reason. Here's part of the reason. That he might fill all things. So Jesus is looking to fill all things. Now, I was thinking of me with my little watering can in the summer. And if I hold the watering can down close to the ground here, it's not going to cover much. The higher up I lift the can, the greater the spread of water. Is that right? And then I start thinking, well, what about the clouds? Do they do an excellent job of raining down water? They demonstrate the power of God, a picture of Jesus who wants to fill all things. Praise God. This is what's on his heart here. Now, the question is, what is he looking to fill and how is he planning to do it? Well, that'd be a good question to ask here. Verse 11. He himself gave. So you see, he's looking to fill all things. He himself gave. Some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, some teachers. We're not going to look into the variety of the ministries here this morning, but we're going to look at what's the reason that Jesus gave them. He himself gave them. So Christ-given ministries, we want to see what's the reason that they're given. So verse 12, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. So we see here equipping, we see edifying, for the body of Christ. See, Jesus hasn't got a physical body here on the earth. He works through you, and he works through me. If Jesus wants to bring some kindness to the earth, he does it through you or me or some other person. Can you see it? So it's to build up his body on the earth is what he's looking to fill. And so there's an equipping for this and there's an edifying for this. Amen. Now, verse 13 shows clearly what Christ gives what Christ himself gives all these true ministries to do. And we're going to have a little look together at this verse 13. And I've written it down, might be slightly different from your translation, because I've taken the Greek straight literal translation of it. Amen. Till we all come to the unity of the faith, of the full knowledge of the Son of God. This is what the equipping is for. To a complete man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of the measure of Christ. Amen. This is the equipping that God the Father, through Jesus, is looking to do right now. This is his aim for you, his aim for me, and it will be his aim won't change. This will stay the same right through all our life here on this earth. So let's have a look at some of the phrases. Till we all come to the unity of the faith. There is only one faith. And the one faith unifies. There's only one faith. And the one faith unifies. Now, what is the one faith? God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believed on him should not perish but have eternal life, have everlasting life. There's the one faith. There's the one faith. He who believed on him, that's the one faith. Can you see it? This is the one true faith. And it unifies. So everyone who has put their faith in Christ, the one true faith, you find you have a relationship with them straight away. Doesn't need to be put together. Is that right? You meet another person and they have put their faith into Christ Jesus and you've got a oneness with them straight away. Because that faith unifies. Christ unifies and brings together. Now, the one true faith is not what I believe about the millennium. I mean, if we were to get views from around us here of what we thought about the end times, you'd have a whole mass of all different views and slants. But that's not the faith. What's going to happen at the millennium is not the faith. The faith is in Jesus Christ. Whosoever believes on him is the one true faith. What we believe about water baptism and whether somebody should be immersed or not immersed is not the one true faith. The one true faith is whoever believes on him. That's the one true faith. Praise God. And so, because you see, what actually happens, this is the tragedy in the body of Christ. The other things are put first. Christ is not first. In some places, a particular form of baptism is first, not Christ. In some places, particular views of the end times comes first and not Christ. And so you've got division in the body. Christ, the one true faith is in Christ Jesus himself. Let's go on in the verse here. This is what the Father and Jesus want to bring us to, the unity of the faith, the one faith, which is in Christ Jesus alone. Look at it brought out in verse 13 as we go to the next phrase. Of the full knowledge of the Son of God. Wow. Till we arrive at the full knowledge of the Son of God. This is what Jesus is looking to fill the earth with, the full knowledge of the Son of God. Do you notice it's all Christ? Everything is Christ. He is to be at the center. He's the number one. Everything else is secondary to him. To the full knowledge of the Son of God. Now, it's not a knowledge about him. It's the full knowledge of him. Praise God. As you learn Christ, you learn him through the scriptures. You see how he responds in a particular situation is learning Christ, coming to the full knowledge of him, of the Son of God. So this is Jesus, gone to the highest place, who now uses various ministries to bring you to the full knowledge of him, of himself. He himself gave the apostles to bring people to the full knowledge of himself. Praise God. To a complete man. Wow. To a complete man. You see, you and I, we can only be complete in him. We can only be complete in Christ. You won't be complete in anything else. You can only be complete in him. You can't be complete in some doctrine. You can only be complete in him. Apart from him, much would be missing from our lives. Apart from him, we are only made complete in the full knowledge of him. This is what the call is to the full knowledge of him. Praise God. Apostle Paul says, we preach Christ. You see, now there's the true mark of a true apostle, a true prophet, a true evangelist, a true pastor, a true teacher. We preach Christ. Guess what the Apostle Paul said in another place? He said, we do not preach ourselves. We preach Christ. You see, some churches, some ministries preach themselves, not Christ. They say, look at what we're doing. Look at how we've grown. Look at what all God's doing. The apostle says, we don't preach ourselves, we preach Christ. We do not preach Jesus Victory Center. It's the title that reflects us. We preach Christ. Amen. This is the true message to a complete man, because nobody's going to come to a complete man other than through Christ. Look at verse 13. To the measure of the stature of the fullness of the measure of Christ. This is what Christ is about. This is what the Father is about. This is his work through every ministry. To bring to the measure of the stature of the fullness of the measure of Christ. Praise God. Jesus hasn't come to improve you. No, you're unimprovable. Unimprovable in and of your own self. No, he had to completely do away with you. He took you in crucifixion in his own body right away. He said, no point trying to do anything with Paul. Hopeless case. Crucifixion, the only answer. Take him right off the scene and we'll start afresh. It's called new birth. Can you see it? It's how it works. Amen. Amen. A complete man. You see, a shortage of kindness, a shortage of wisdom is a shortage of Christ. It's a shortage of Christ is the problem. Praise God. And so we want to be filled with the full measure of the knowledge of the fullness of him. See, he in every true believer is looking to live the patience through them. He's looking to live the kindness through them. He's looking to live the goodness through them, his body. This is how he manifests himself in the earth. Amen. Amen. So Christ in you, he is the only hope of glory. And praise God. Nothing else is the hope of glory. He is the only hope of glory. And he is the only one capable of bringing a beautiful life through you or through me. Till we come to the measure of the stature, that word means maturity. Till we come to the measure of the maturity of the fullness of the measure of Christ. You and I are not full until he is your fullness. If he is your fullness, you're full of his life, and his full life in you flows to those around you. It can be clearly seen. Amen. Amen. Now, young people, Jesus inside you, he wants to show his love through you at home. He wants to show his love through you at school. See, he's in you, and he wants to show his love through you to other people who are at school. Can you see? It's lovely. everywhere. He has lovely, lovely things for us. Amen. Look at Ephesians 4:14. That we should no longer be children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting. No longer blown around with the latest fad. No longer blown around with the latest book. No longer blown around with the latest ministry. No longer blown around with the latest so-called revival. No, we're not blown around by all of these things. You see, when you think of a child, it says no longer children. A child can't concentrate on anything for more than about 10 seconds and their concentration is gone. Well, you see, this is what it's saying. Our full concentration is to be Christ. See, we have him in us. We have the power of the Spirit that our full concentration can be Christ. And we're not just blown off and drifted around by any passing fad and thing that comes along. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. There was a preacher I was reading about, and his whole ministry was to preach Christ everywhere he went. And he was preaching in a convention. There were a series of people preaching, and he was bringing a message all about Christ and our life in Christ and what Christ wanted to do in us and so on like that. And before him, he sat in on the session that was before him, and before him was a session on the end times. And before he came on was a session on what was happening in Iran, what was happening in Russia, and what implication that had to the body of Christ. And he saw the notepads were out, and all the notes were being taken, and a great interest in where the Antichrist might next possibly be going to come from. And that session finished, and then he started his session. He found the notebooks closing. He found people beginning to leave early. He was preaching Christ. You see, Christ comes like a sword to divide away clearly those who are clearly his and those who are clearly not his. It's a sword. It comes like a sword. We're either his or we're not his. But I thought that was a very telling account there. And you see, on the bookshelves, you've just got to put a book on the shelf. But here's the final answer to the end times. And I'm going to reveal keys to the Antichrist. And that book will go, that'll sell millions. You put a book on about developing your life in Christ, that won't go to the same extent at all. Those are the books that are creating, the ones about all end time stuff and everything, create multi-million pound empires they are creating. And the body of Christ is carried right away into all distraction, right away from Christ. Imagine we'd go through life, we'd go through Christian life, and we'd miss the main point of everything, him. And us walking with him, wouldn't that be a tragedy? So here's what God the Father has for you. The full knowledge of the Son of God. To a complete man. To the measure of the stature, of the maturity, of the fullness, of the measure of Christ. You see, Father's only lens that he looks through is Christ. He doesn't look through another lens. He doesn't look through an end time lens. He looks through Christ. He evaluates everything through Christ. Look at verse 15. But speaking the truth in love, if we're speaking Jesus, we're speaking the truth. If we're speaking in love, we're speaking Christ. Speaking the truth in love may grow up in all things into him. Him. Grow up in all things into him. Praise God. I mean, this is some invitation, by the way, that he calls you to grow up into him. Oh, this is some invitation. This is from the Holy Spirit here. Grow up into all things to him who is the head, Christ. Now, I've made a little note here. The next time something or someone annoys you, upsets you, or hurts you, grow up into him. You see, that's the test. The person annoying you, that's the test. That's the crucible we heard about earlier on. That's the test. The person annoying you, is it going to bring flesh through you? Is it going to bring you, the old you, through you? The scripture here says, grow up into Christ, who is the head. So now it's good to say, you see, I mean, you know when you're annoyed, you know when somebody's winding you up, you know when something's a real trial, just say, Lord, I'm standing back. I'm not going to minister here. I'm standing back, and I'm making room. I'm growing up into you, the head, and I'm making room for you to minister out of this. I mean, what comes out of you is going to be very, very different. You'll be amazed. You'll stand back and say, my Lord Jesus, that was beautiful. How you handle that. Can you see it? This is the whole calling for us. Amen. Amen. So who is the head? Christ Jesus. Yeah, we're agreed. He's the head. Praise God. God the Father has highly exalted him and given him the highest place and given him the name that is above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Now, the point here is, if he has given Christ the highest place, our call is to do the same. Our call is to do the same. Now, we've just started on Thursday evenings having a look at the Psalms, through some of the Psalms. And the course we've set ourselves is to have a look to see Christ in every one of them. We're on the lookout for Christ in the Psalms. And we're going to have a great time there. That's on Thursday evenings. Praise God. God has put all things under his feet. All authority in heaven and on earth is given to him. What an invite to grow up into that. I mean, what an invitation to grow up into that. The one to whom all authority has been given in heaven and on earth and under the earth. The one who's highly exalted to the highest place. The Holy Spirit says, come, grow up into him. We'd be in a very different place. Hallelujah. We'd no longer be seeing ourselves as a victim. Poor me, with all this happening to me. We wouldn't be seeing that anymore. We'd be seeing ourselves grown up into him who is the head. And we'd be receiving the instructions from him as to what the answer is in the given situation. Is it good? Here's some of the phrases. Grow up into him. Learn him. Come to the full knowledge of the Son of God. Come to a complete man. Come to the stature, the maturity of the fullness of Christ. Amen. Praise God. I mean, see, these scriptures show clearly a true ministry from Jesus. Now, our people, praise God, are becoming much, much sharper at discerning what's coming from the Spirit of God and what isn't. And who knows, if you switch on the God channel and look at some programs, there's a right mishmash of stuff in there. Amen. There's some wonderful God-given ministries in there. And there are some other ones there that are going to take you off on a distraction away from Christ. And praise God, our people are coming back and telling me we've seen this on. We're not naming any names. That's not our place. But we have got the right to discern what we're listening to. You see, well, here's the test. Here's the test of any ministry. Is it bringing you to the unity of the faith? Is it bringing you to the full knowledge of the Son of God? Is it bringing you to a complete man? Is it bringing you to the measure of the stature of the fullness of the measure of Christ? I listened to a long preach recently, I think it was about an hour, there wasn't one mention of Christ. No one! In the whole thing, I think, well, you know, where are we going with this? He's to be the all, the center, the focus, he's the life. You see, the problem is, as you move off into a distraction, you're moving away from the life. This is the awful thing, you see. And you only have to, one pastor said to us, you only have to put up a sign that you're going to have a deliverance ministry and the sheep will come flocking in their thousands. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of His love. So what are we doing? Run out. See, sheep, we see the Lord says we're sheep. Sheep are foolish. Run off to any old place where there isn't a shepherd around. We thank God we've got Jesus, who says, who keep bringing us back to the truth. It's all me. It's all me you're to be focused on. All me you're to be centered on. Praise God. So the Holy Spirit will be looking to equip and build you up in Christ day by day, moving you and me to a complete man, complete woman, complete child. And as long as we're on the earth, this is the program. This is the program. It's clearly stated in Ephesians 4, the program. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you take all confusion right away from us. And you make everything very simple for us, Father. You make everything very simple for us, Lord. And we say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Now, if you've got just been distracted off by stuff and there's much in this world to distract you. There's much to take your focus away. And Jesus said, you want to hold fast to me. You want to hold fast to me. I'm the head. I'm the way forward. I'm the grace-filled way through this coming year for you. So hold fast to me. It would be great to break bread now, John, if you'd be kind enough. And
that'd be lovely. Thank you. And you just get focus clear again to Christ.